to me, I be work, 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 work. You see me?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Good morning, TBV. What's going on? Another day, another podcast. More spontaneous shows, more breaking news. We are back. It is Saturday morning. It's fight day. It's actually fight day. But we won't be talking Errol Spence. We're going to be talking the heavyweight division. We're talking Big Baby Miller, a little bit of Cool Brett Pulev. It looks like Dylan White calls the domino effect. So if you're just getting here, it's Saturday morning. I want you to grab your coffees. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up button on your way here. You know, grab your coffee, take a sip, and enjoy the day. We blessed. We're going to watch some boxing today. Then we're going to have some immediate reactions. And we're going to talk, you know, we're going to kick it. We're going to see how do we feel about this news. With Dylan White withdrawing from his heavyweight fight, it was a title elimination that he was supposed to have against Kubrat Pulev. After the purse bid was held, Pulev's team won it. Instead, the fight was going to be taken. Instead, you know, Dylan White took that fight with Joseph Parker on July 28th because he's a former champion. He only has that loss to Anthony Joshua. Just seems like a higher caliber fight. So for Dylan White, he did the right thing. Now the IBF ordered Pulev and Jairo Big Baby Miller to negotiate for the elimination fight. That will obviously produce a mandatory challenger for Anthony Joshua, the unified heavyweight champion. But on Friday, the IBF received information from Pulev's team, a written notice declining to negotiate and asking for an immediate purse bid, which was scheduled for June 25th. So they don't even want to do business with Big Baby. They just want to go ahead and win the purse bid and promote the fight. For Big Baby, I smell trouble. You know, this fight might end up in Bulgaria somewhere or Russia. I mean, Big Baby's in trouble here. I don't know if his pockets are deep enough. He claims not to be with Eddie Hearn. He's always screaming to Big Baby Promotions. Does Big Baby Promotions have the pockets? And I just don't think so. I mean, last we checked, Epics won the purse bid for Pulev, if I'm not mistaken. So for Big Baby, it's a great fight, though, right? I mean, it's his biggest opponent till date. Pulev, I believe, has only suffered one loss. I don't have my box record open, but I believe he's only suffered one loss to Vladimir Klitschko. He's only has one loss to Vladimir Klitschko. Now, this is the thing, though. I'm not 100% sure this fight actually happens. I mean, we've seen Pulev in many purse bids throughout his career. Something always happens, whether he gets injured, he pulls out, something always happens. So I don't know, because if you look, right, you're like, we know him for fighting Vladimir and Tony Thompson, right? Alexander Ustinov, even Dermachenko, but those fights were a long time ago. Like, that was on his run to getting a Vladimir Klitschko shot. You know, he fought Joey Abel, same guy that Deontay spars with, that Tyson Fury had fought. Tony Thompson, common opponent with multiple heavyweights. Luis Ortiz fought him. You know, But after his loss to Vladimir, he's been rebuilding very slowly, not on the level of a Gerald Miller, George Arias, Maurice Harris, Derek Chisora, Samuel Peters, Kevin Kingpin Johnson. And the next name will be Gerald Miller. If the fight is finalized, if it is finalized, Pulev, I don't know his age. It's strange. It's not on BoxRec. That's so strange. Well, he was born in 81, so that makes him at least 36, I think, or 37, actually. 37, so he's the older man for sure. Miller is the more active heavyweight, both in the ring and in terms of activity, right? Because Gerald Miller lets his hands go, and he's been getting fights. So I hate to say, because it's such an early assessment, but I am pretty sure I'll be picking Gerald Big Baby Miller to win this fight. I guess we should be asking you guys that, right, in the comments section, if you're going to call in. The number 1-425-569-5241. If you want to Skype, remember to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. Press 1, to get my attention here. So real quick, shout out to Andre. Good morning, brother. Good morning. How you doing? Sean Riley, good morning. Who else? Eric, SOG, good morning. Eric, I got your message. Boy, did I need it. All right. Shit ain't looking good for the home team. Crucial, what up? So, you know, Big Baby, man, I definitely will be picking Big Baby to get this win. It'll be his biggest fight. It's definitely what he needs to raise that profile. And I'm confirming this because I seen an earlier post from Big Baby, and one of the hashtags was "and the new." So he knew this was coming down the pipelines. What I like is that Eddie Hearn, you know, he should at least jump on this because he could jump in and win the purse bid for DAZN and put this fight on DAZN. So let's see if that happens. Even ESPN, you've seen my interview, and if you haven't, check it out on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. And you can hear Bob Arum himself say that he's looking to buy good fights for ESPN. They're not just trying to make a top-ranked promotion fight. So let's see, man. Let's see how this one does. And if it actually gets finalized. Listen, TBV in the morning, hashtag TBV podcast. You already know, smash that like button. This was a quick update. So I guess I'm going to cut out because that's all that it was. And, you guys be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel because you never know when we're coming back. I think there's maybe one or two other little news reports that we could do before Errol Spence actually gets in the ring to cook up Ocampos's ribs. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And don't forget, TBV in the morning. Lights it up, lights it up, lights it up. Get yourselves right, baby. It is fight day. Peace.